The Georgian Bay gals are relentless. The gals have raised $374,000 for charities in North Simcoe since the first giving event in 2018, and they just keep giving. We are very blessed. We have conscientious community members, said Michelle Mink, spokesperson for GB Gals Give. The fundraising concept was the brainchild of Kathy Elsden Beffert and Lynn Wolfhard. The duo recruited more ladies and formed an organizing committee, now numbering 9. Membership has grown over the years and through the pandemic to more than 200. New members are always welcome. At the 10th giving event held this spring, the group raised $45,100 for the Georgian Bay General Hospital's MRI campaign. That $45,100 was the highest we've ever raised, said Mink. The 11th giving event will be held October 23 at the Boathouse Eatery in Midland from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. This time, funds will be split between the Salvation Army and the Georgian Bay Cancer Support Center. This particular giving event is unique. We normally just give to one charity, but we asked the membership for their thoughts and they said, why don't we split it and support 2 charities? The membership votes on the charities to receive the funds before the event. Normally we have our members donate $200 to one chosen charity twice a year, but this fall since we decided to split the donation, so our members will be donating $100 to the Salvation Army and $100 to the Georgian Bay Cancer Support Center. The giving twice a year is designed to be super easy for the membership. They donate directly to the chosen charities and attend a social event twice a year. But some people chose to donate and not attend the social, and that's fine too, said Mink. To me, this is the easiest way of fundraising in a community that I have ever come across, said Mink. It's a win-win situation for the members and the recipient charities. GB Gals Give do not handle any money for the charity. Members donate directly through the charity website. The charity has to be registered and it has to be in the North Simcoe area. Even the night of our giving event, the chosen charity accepts donations. We don't touch it. Once a charity has been chosen, they can't be chosen again for another 4 years, but since GB Gals Give has been going for 5 years, the Georgian Bay General Hospital was chosen for the second time this spring, and the Georgian Bay Cancer Support Center will be getting its second donation from the group this fall. There are some charities that haven't been recipients yet, but we are hopeful that in time we will be able to touch as many charities in our community as possible, said Mink. The group has zero overhead. For the October 23 event, the Boathouse Eatery is donating the space and the food, and Mink wants to thank them for the generous donation. For more information and to join GB Gals Give, email gbaygalsgive@gmail.com or go on our website. www.gbaygalsgive.com or visit the Facebook page, GB Gals Give.